To mark the beginning of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, a motion was brought to Peterborough City Council on Monday, November 27th, to declare gender-based violence an epidemic in our community.
I think it's just a real achievement that this has been acknowledged by our council and endorsed and unanimously. It's just so important. And
that was Peterborough City Councillor Joy LaChica, who brought this motion to a general committee meeting at the beginning of November and was the councillor to lead Monday's delegation, which was unanimously supported. This makes Peterborough the 74th municipality in Ontario to make this declaration, following the recommendations from the 2022 Renfrew inquest.
So we can't really do anything about these things until we admit they're a problem. And this first step is admitting it. And that was the first recommendation within the Renfrew inquest when that report came out, when the summary and the findings came out in June of 2022. That's one of the things that they said. That was the first thing. We have to admit that this is a problem. And they asked that the province declare intimate partner violence, gender-based violence, an epidemic. The province declined to do so. And so it's been violence against women coordinating committees and different organizations like YWCAs and like Court of Sexual Assault Centers and other organizations like those that have been pushing and going to municipalities.
You just heard Sarah Bass, manager of fundraising and communications with Peterborough Domestic Abuse Network, also called PDAN, who was involved with bringing the delegation to council as a community partner. Organizations like PDAN have been collecting statistics to reinforce the severity of gender-based violence in our community, some of which were included in Monday's delegation.
These statistics are only part of the picture, so that's super important for people to understand, is that 80% of people who experience intimate partner violence never report it to the police. Two-thirds of people experiencing sexual violence, domestic violence, intimate partner violence never report to a service organization. So that's a whole lot of people who aren't captured in these numbers. So one of the things that the delegation spoke to, one of the points that the delegation spoke to last night was if we have between Peterborough City Police and the OPP covering parts of the county, if we have 2,046 DV occurrences that are reported to police, well, and we know that 80% of people don't report, well, all of a sudden, it's closer to 10,000 people. It's over 10,000 people.
And this is not an issue unique to the Peterborough community. As of November 15th, the province of Ontario has entered into a bilateral agreement to end gender-based violence. According to the Government of Canada's website, the federal government will be investing $162 million over 4 years to support the implementation of the National Action Plan to end gender-based violence in Ontario.
And this is a provincial, now new bilateral announcement with the feds as well. Everybody agrees on all levels of government that not only is this urgent, but it has to be strategic and a preventative approach being used to end intimate partner violence, gender-based violence, to end it.
There are going to be more events happening in Peterborough over the next couple of weeks for the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, with the next one being a vigil at City Hall on December 6th for the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women.
December 6th is the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. And it was a day that came about because of the 14 women who were killed in Montreal on December 6th of 1989 at Polytechnique. So the vigil is a way for community members to recognize the importance of that day and also to honor those women who are killed and also the other women whose lives have been lost as a result, women and children of whose lives have been lost as a result of domestic violence, gender-based violence, intimate partner violence.
And then, on December 7th, there is an event being held at Market Hall Performing Arts Center.
The title of that is It Happens Here, and these are conversations about domestic violence in our community. So this is an opportunity for people to come and to listen. We will have speakers who are local experts, both representing organizations, so they work directly one-on-one with survivors, and we also have survivors who are speaking.
The declaration of gender-based violence in our community as an epidemic is the first step towards the end goal.
So the end goal is to end violence against women. It's to end gender-based violence. It's to end, it's to end it. How we get there, that's another story. But it starts with all of these reports, the Mass Casualty Commission report, the Renfrew inquest, missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, the National Action Plan to end gender-based violence. Like, these are all well-researched documents. Like, we know how to get there. It's just a matter of implementation.
This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Wanong.